your
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. We're just a few hours to Iowa's first in the nation caucuses, the official kickoff of the 2024 presidential election. Former President Trump is the front runner going in.
Look to that northwest corner of the state, some heavily evangelical areas like Sioux County. That is where Ron DeSantis has to do very, very well. Look to the cities and the suburbs to look for Nikki Haley. Look out here in Johnson County, that's Iowa City, home to the University of Iowa. Those are the places that any kind of anti-Trump vote, if it exists, will materialize.
ABC's political director Rick Klein. It's cold in Iowa and across much of the nation. 100 million Americans are on alert for not just frigid temperatures, but also snow or ice. There was a round of applause today for President Biden as he made his way to a Philadelphia food bank where he marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day by taking part in a service project. The markets were closed for the holiday. They will reopen as usual tomorrow. This is ABC News. A bonfire causes injury Sunday.
Fire officials say a group was gathered around a burn pit for what they called a community or cultural ritual.
The fire apparently had not ignited as they indicated or thought that it would, so they utilized gasoline to pour onto that fire. It quickly ignited.
Baltimore Fire spokesman Kevin Cartwright said the two children and five adults suffered first, second, and third degree burns.
What happened here tonight is clearly an example of what you should not do.
All were taken to hospitals and are expected to recover. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Tonight, the Emmy Awards, HBO dominating the drama nods.
Succession, leading the pack with 27 nominations, and the odds are in their favor. In the Best Actor category, three of Succession stars, Kieran Culkin, Jeremy Strong, and Brian Cox, competing for the prize. Succession is head-to-head in many categories against The Last of Us with 24 nominations and White Lotus with 23 nominations.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money-today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money-today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Durand Smokehouse ground beef sale going on now through January 18th. $4.59 a pound, packaged in 1, 1.5, or 2 pound tubes. There's a 10 pound minimum on orders. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold is slapping us this week, prompting wind chill advisories now until noon, where it's feeling as cold as 25 below and high temperatures today feeling more like negative 15. Tonight, another wind chill advisory goes into effect at 6 and lasts through tomorrow afternoon as it could be feeling like near negative 30, where frostbite can occur rapidly. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 2 degrees above.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like 3.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. We're just a few hours to Iowa's first-in-the-nation caucuses, the official kickoff of the 2024 presidential election. Former President Trump is the frontrunner going in.
Look to that northwest corner of the state, some heavily evangelical areas like Sioux County. That is where Ron DeSantis has to do very, very well. Look to the cities and the suburbs to look for Nikki Haley. Look out here in Johnson County, that's Iowa City, home to the University of Iowa. Those are the places that any kind of anti-Trump vote, if it exists, will materialize.
ABC's political director Rick Klein. It's cold in Iowa and across much of the nation. 100 million Americans are on alert for not just frigid temperatures, but also snow or ice. There was a round of applause today for President Biden as he made his way to a Philadelphia food bank where he marked Martin Luther King.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand. And Anubis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. We do have a cancellation this afternoon due to the weather. The visit by author Lila Davis at the Durand Public Library that was scheduled for tonight at 5 o'clock has been postponed due to the cold weather. She'll now be making her visit to the Durand Public Library January 20th, again at 5 o'clock. The Chippewa Valley is looking at a bone-chilling start for the week. A wind chill advisory is in place for the entire WRDN listening area until noon Tuesday. Now, all of western Wisconsin, in fact, the state is included in that advisory. The National Weather Service says winds will make it feel as cold as 35 below. That's cold enough to cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. Overnight lows tonight and tomorrow look just as cold. One person is recovering from burns after a house fire in Eau Claire yesterday. Firefighters received the call about a fire on Peebles Street at about 2:45. Two people who were inside were able to escape with their dogs, but firefighters said one of them was burned on their stomach, chest, and hands. Investigators say the fire started in the basement, though they're not sure just what started that fire. A Chippewa Falls woman who stole from two local charities will not spend any time behind bars. Casey Bresna pleaded no contest last week to charges that she never paid two charities the money that she collected during a pair of fundraisers. In all, prosecutors claim she stole about $6,000. The judge fined Bresna just $473 after she said she paid the money back in full. A former village clerk in Monroe County is now looking at charges after prosecutors say she allegedly stole thousands of dollars from the village of Wilton. Investigators say 40-year-old Leah Barton allegedly stole as much as $200,000 during her 2 years as village clerk. She quit last summer. Prosecutors say she made charges to nine different credit cards and reportedly spent the money on herself. Barton told investigators she planned to pay the money back but lost track. She's now facing nine felony counts, including identity theft and tampering with public records. Three southern Minnesota electric cooperatives are asking their customers to reduce energy use today. The Freeborn, Maurer, May Energy, and People's Energy Cooperatives have all issued peak energy alerts. The cooperatives say they expect high demand on the regional energy grid, and that led to the alert. They're recommending turning down thermostats, using appliances like dishwashers and washing machines later in the day, and turning off TVs and gaming systems to help conserve energy. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
A busy construction season is expected in the city of Durand. At last week's city council meeting, the city engineer reported bids for the Madison Street project will be reviewed later this week, and that project is slated to start in April. Also, final contract numbers for the Tarrant Park Pool project are expected soon. The city will also be taking bids starting this week for the 6th Avenue East project by the high school this summer. Meanwhile, the Durand, Arkansas School District is looking at redoing the parking lot in front of the school this summer. While the school district looked at putting in a ramp at the front of the school, Durand, Arkansas Superintendent Greg Doverspike said because of the slope the ramp would need to be, it just wasn't feasible.
I've looked at that in the past. We actually looked at that during the building project. The issue with making it a ramp is in order to make it ADA compliant, having the slope the right way, run from like the stairwell over to about the old, where the old stairs were, and then back and back again, just because the rise has to only be so many feet for so many feet out, and that grade is elevates so fast that it just was an astronomical expense, plus the railings that would have to go with it. It just was not cost effective.
The district hopes to save some money on construction and have the project done during the reconstruction of 6th Avenue East. Chippewa County officials are getting ready to end their investigation into Sheriff Travis Hakes without his input. The County Board of Supervisors was told the Madison-based law firm that is handling the investigation to prepare a final report. That report will not include any comments from Hakes. Investigators say he refused to speak to them on at least three occasions. Hakes said he offered to answer their questions in writing, but says investigators refused that offer. Hakes continues to call the investigation a witch hunt. It's not clear when the investigation will end or when that report will be finished. The Trempealeau County police chief arrested for OWI earlier last week hit a deer. New reports say Aliva Police Chief Patrick McKillop hit the deer as he was speeding toward a high-risk police call. An Osseo police report says the chief was driving 85 miles an hour when he hit the deer in his squad car. The same report says the chief's blood alcohol level was 0.109. The chief was not seriously hurt in the wreck. No one at City Hall in Aliva, however, is saying if the chief is still the police chief. It soon could be legal in Wisconsin to leave your body to first responders or rescuers. The Wisconsin Assembly will vote tomorrow on a plan that creates new rules for human body gifts. Currently, people can only leave their bodies to medical schools or organ donation organizations. The change would allow people to leave their bodies to rescue organizations or recovery teams that use human remains detection canines. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Green Bay's Republican congressman is pushing for a statewide Packer broadcast. Congressman Mike Gallagher signed on to the Go Pack Go Act. It's a plan that's been floating around for years that would guarantee everyone in Wisconsin could see the Packer games on TV. Currently, Packer fans near the Upper Peninsula, as well as folks in northwest Wisconsin, don't receive Packer games because they receive TV out of Michigan or Minnesota and get either Lions or Vikings games. Gallagher says no one in Wisconsin should be subjected to the torture of watching the Vikings or Lions play over the Packers, quote unquote. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin has been pushing the same plan for years, but has yet to get it over the goal line. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
KFC's wraps are still just two for $5. Just think about that. Two wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want two classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time. Now with three new options. Choose two for just $5. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Junior quests for fourth team title. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Your home for talking sprint cars, Wing Nation returns in 2024 for another season. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will be joined by the top racers from across the country. Plus, we'll have all the latest news, insights, and conversations, and so much more. Until then, check out our past programs and podcasts on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen, download, and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform. Wing Nation returns in 2024. And we can't wait.
On the track, yeah, this race can be a close one. Off the track, things get even closer.
Join the celebration of the Rolex 24 at Daytona, January 25th through the 28th. And get closer to the action all weekend long with free garage access, plus nonstop entertainment, autograph sessions, and more. It's the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and it doesn't get any closer than this. Secure your infield admission today at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Junior Motorsports has won three NASCAR Xfinity Series titles with three different drivers during its 19-year existence, the last in 2018 with Tyler Reddick. Since then, despite having multiple drivers in the championship four, the squad has come up short. Team owner Dale Earnhardt Jr. hopes that off-season efforts will equate to 2024 Xfinity Series dominance.
For me, it's we start off at Daytona, and I'm always kind of like, all right, what team we're going to be this year? How good will we be, and where's the speed, and will we have it? And I just, we've got a lot of things we need to improve. We're making some changes to try to hopefully get those results, and the season can't start soon enough so we can find out whether we made the right decisions or not.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Allow people to leave their bodies to rescue organizations or recovery teams that use human remains detection canines. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Green Bay's Republican congressman is pushing for a statewide Packer broadcast. Congressman Mike Gallagher signed on to the Go Pack Go Act. It's a plan that's been floating around for years that would guarantee everyone in Wisconsin could see the Packer games on TV. Currently, Packer fans near the Upper Peninsula, as well as folks in northwest Wisconsin, don't receive Packer games because they receive TV out of Michigan or Minnesota and get either Lions or Vikings games. Gallagher says no one in Wisconsin should be subjected to the torture of watching the Vikings or Lions play over the Packers, quote unquote. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin has been pushing the same plan for years, but is yet to get it over the goal line. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
KFC's wraps are still just $2 for $5. Just think about that. Two wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want two classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time. Now with three new options. Choose two for just $5. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from StrikeMaster and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Treisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. The Badger State's Free Ice Fishing Weekend is coming up January 20th to 21st. It's a great opportunity to get out and share the fun and excitement of winter ice fishing across Wisconsin at no charge. I'll share more details when we return, but first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting Free Fishing Weekend January 20th to 21st to share the fun and excitement of winter ice fishing. No fishing license or trout and salmon stamps are required. Anglers can fish in state waters where there is an open fishing season. All other fishing regulations apply, including limits on the size and number of fish that can be kept and any seasons when anglers must release certain fish species. As a reminder, anglers cannot fish spring trout ponds during the winter free fishing weekend. It's been a weird winter out there, and remember, no ice is 100% safe. Always tell someone where you are fishing and when you'll return before heading out on the hard water. The DNR then reminds citizens to continue the fishing fun after free fishing weekend by purchasing a fishing license. And mark your calendar, the next free fishing weekend will take place June 1st to 2nd. All the ice should be gone by then. And remember to practice catch and release if you're not keeping fish to eat. I'm Rob Treisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold is slapping us this week, prompting wind chill advisories now until noon, where it's feeling as cold as 25 below and high temperatures today feeling more like negative 15. Tonight, another wind chill advisory goes into effect at 6 and lasts through tomorrow afternoon as it could be feeling like near negative 30, where frostbite can occur rapidly. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 2 degrees above.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Of course, it's a Martin Luther King holiday, so markets are closed until later this evening. We're going to take a look, though, kind of do a rewind a little bit, talk more in depth about what happened with that Friday WASDE, the reaction we had, and maybe some of those technical patterns that that are happening out there. And unfortunately, some discerning notes about winter kill concerns with winter wheat. But not only that, just the cold weather in general with the livestock, with our dairy producers. So a lot of factors are going to weigh in once these markets reopen tonight and then head to a full trading day of tomorrow. Sean Hackett joins us today. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors. And Sean, I think to start out, what was your initial reaction when you saw those WASDE numbers come out last Friday?
Well, you know, I know the market was initially disappointed that they raised yields in soybeans and corn and obviously raised some of the ending stocks a little bit. When you really look at the numbers in aggregate, it really didn't change the supply picture that much, in our opinion, but it created a panic reaction. Oftentimes, we see bull market tops or bear market bottoms occur or finalize after what is perceived to be a shocking USD report. And so we saw that initial reaction, that first 30 minutes of just a gap down trade. And then all of a sudden, by the way, the volume we had on Friday was 2 to 2.5 times greater than any prior daily volume we've had in the last couple of months. So it was on very, very high volume. And then we reversed and closed near the highs of the day. In fact, in the winter wheat market, we actually closed above support. These patterns, when we see them, are called breakdown, failure, reversal, higher technical signals, meaning that you break down hard, but you don't follow through, and then you turn up. So if we see some follow through this week and retake those support levels that we had prior to it, it could say that we had some kind of a cleansing or a capitulation on Friday, and that we might be looking for the market to see some technical strength and some short covering at a time that speculators, as a percentage of open interest, have their highest short positions we've seen in some cases ever.
You know, I find it interesting, too. I think some of the initial jump out reaction from folks as they looked at those numbers and seeing how dry it was in so many parts of the Midwest left a few people scratching their heads, shall we say, and wondering, you know, where those final numbers came from.
Well, we always have a working theory, Susan, that, you know, sometimes the USDA keeps correcting mistakes they've made in the past, not just this crop, but past crops. And sometimes I wonder if they just sort of make the numbers say what they think they ought to say based upon what they're seeing, the actual physical supplies on the ground that can't be explained. And sometimes I wonder if the actual yield did go up, or they just used that as an excuse to correct maybe a mistake they made in yields a year or two ago. I can't verify that 100%, but sometimes you look at what they do with demand and yield and acres and supply, and you kind of scratch your head. How do they make those decisions, and when they make them, especially the quarterly grain stocks, is fraught with very unusual ups and downs that can't be explained.
So how do you think the markets are going to react? You've had 3 days to kind of really digest and go deep into these numbers. How do you think we might see the overnight come out?
Well, to me, you know, given the very, very high volume, it would appear to be a capitulation low on Friday. I kind of feel the market has more than traded it, right? So what I think is going to happen is that the market's going to look at the technical reversal on Friday, and I think they're going to follow through on that. We believe that the knockdowns in the Brazilian soybean production, that both CONAB out of Brazil and USDA both knocked the production down 5 or 6 million metric tons from their first real assessment. You know, small crops keep getting smaller. Harvest is going to start accelerating. We think this crop is going to come down considerably lower, and that could start to be the new narrative that we trade the worst case scenario, the largest supplies possible in soybeans, and now we actually need to trade something not quite as negative. And when you do that, when speculators are this short, there's a tendency to have a short covering rally. So my best guess is we see some follow through this week to the upside, given Friday's what we thought was a pretty impressive action to turn the market around like it did when it seemed like it was all over after the report.
So then question, are markets going to start reacting and trading a little bit more El Nino, since that seems to be the weather meteorologist talk at the moment?
Well, right now, I mean, I think they're just going to react to this incredible cold weather. I mean, El Nino is actually peaking. It's actually going to be, you know, weakening. So the El Nino story, I think, is going to be taking less and less of a focus, and more so, I think the market's going to be trying to trade the La Nina pattern that's going to be coming back during our growing season, and what that might mean to the production going forward. But for right now, when we're looking at some of the coldest temperatures that we've seen in a very long time, you know, what does that mean to natural gas prices? What does that mean for diesel, heating oil prices, propane prices, dairy prices, winter kill? It looks to us 15, maybe 20% of the acreage of winter wheat was exposed with insufficient snowfall. You know, will the market react to that at a time that the speculators are on one side of the trade? I think all these things are probably more going to be the drivers in the next week or two than the El Nino story, which we think the sun is setting on that pattern right now, we think. So
good to think about. And I know when we come back, because we're running short here, we'll talk a little bit more what we're seeing weather-wise when it comes to the winter wheat kill. But have you heard or seen any pictures real quick on social media showcasing that weather concern?
We have, you know, and obviously one picture doesn't make a trend, and obviously it's the bigger picture. But when we look at some of the pictures we have seen, and when we look at the actual data of where snow cover was, where the coldest temperatures were, where temperatures needed to be to create that winter kill, we think it's a pretty good assessment that 15 to 20% of the winter wheat did experience some degree of winter kill.
We have got a lot more. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we're continuing our conversation this afternoon with Sean Hackett. Sean with Hackett Financial Advisors, and we kind of left off talking about this winter wheat and that percentage of kill that we could possibly have had from this cold snap. And we saw some decent numbers. That's kind of why I wanted to bring it up as we started this second half. We saw some decent increases in seedings across the nation, which is good news for this wheat crop.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, we want to produce, I mean, we've had some very, very poor crops the last few years. Farmers need more supply in order to be able to make their balance sheets work. So, you know, better acres is a good thing. And, but, you know, the market tried to trade that idea that maybe that would be greater supplies going forward. And then the wheat market, you know, was actually the strongest market on Friday and reversed back above the support that it had prior to the report's knockdown. And so to me, I think the market has traded the potential for better acres and is more worried about, you know, this cold weather that we're seeing now and potentially, you know, problems elsewhere, that because we've seen some extremely cold temperatures over in Europe and Russia and such. And I just think that the price that we're at and the fact that Russia is backing away from their aggressive exports is opening the door for more business in ex-Russia exporter hands. And when you look at the stocks to usage in those hands, you know, they were at lows that we haven't seen for the last 30 or 35 years. So it's an interesting market to be kind of paying attention to now for maybe leading the grains out of this hole that we looks like we might have, you know, cratered here on Friday.
So let's switch gears and head over to the livestock side, since we are talking cold weather. This cattle industry has just been socked. We know that it's been a big struggle for many of these producers, both from a feedlot perspective and from a dairy perspective. What's your take? And is the markets absorb that on Friday? Or is there just more to come and they're just trying to focus on what's going on?
Well, I mean, the whole livestock group, whether it's hogs or cattle or milk, they've been focused on what they perceive to be insufficient demand, whether it's export demand, domestic demand. you know, we've had pork cut out very, very low. We've had beef cut out decline for 2 months in a row. So that's been the driver. But at the same time, if you're looking at the supply side, we know the cattle that's out there is very, very low. Obviously, this kind of cold temperatures does not help with the reproductive cycle, does not help put weights on, and then certainly, you know, can cause sudden death if extreme enough. And obviously, in the dairy parlor, you can have cow efficiency drop off significantly during these extreme cold periods. And so I think maybe the market's going to start focusing more on, you know, what kind of supply are we going to be looking at later in the year? And if the Federal Reserve is actually serious about lowering rates, printing more money, and getting the economy better again, then maybe we're going to have improving demand at a time that our supplies are going to be going the other way. Maybe the market's priced things too low for its own good, and it needs to recalibrate. So we're starting to see some reversal price action upward in both hogs and cattle and dairy, and maybe we can see some follow through this week, like in grains, to trade a different narrative than the there's no demand out there narrative that we've been trading for the last couple of months.
What are you hearing about consumer confidence and the movement of possible more meat across the counter?
Well, I think that the rise in the stock market in the latter part of December into January, the kind of bounce we've had in real estate prices, when you look at year over year, if you look at where we were a year ago to where we are today, the consumer balance sheet is $170 trillion better than it was a year ago. And that doesn't mean they have cash in the bank. It means their asset values, right, are $170 trillion if you factor in real estate and stocks. That, to me, says that we're starting to see some better view of the future by consumers who were pulling back because they were worried about their balance sheets. So I think that might bring some demand back. We have been seeing a bounce in beef cutout. We have been seeing a bounce in pork cutout. We have been seeing a bounce in some cash prices in dairy. So I think we might be turning the corner here that consumer sentiment and consumer behavior might get a little less worried, and may provide some tailwinds after being a headwind for quite some time.
All right, and real quick as we get ready to wrap up, your thoughts on the current status of the dairy industry?
Like I said, I think we're likely turning the dairy price back up. The GDT auctions the last couple of times have really showed some strong international price demand and interest. And so we think that that means that overall consumer demand globally and in the U.S. is going to get better. And that means we should see some prices for dairymen to be a little better than they've been, and hopefully, you know, get them back to where they can, you know, cover their bills and make some money again.
All right. What's the best way folks can get a hold of you?
Our website is Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, advisors with an S.com. We also have a Twitter page at FedEx11 that they can check us out and see if what we do and how we look at agriculture might be of value to those that listen to your show.
All right. That is today's Channel Final Bell. As we always remind you, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by the Channel Seed Professionals right here on the Rural Radio Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the American Edge Project, protecting America's technology edge. Grain markets reacted bearishly to the trio of USDA reports released last Friday, as the data showed larger than expected production last year with more grain and oil seeds on hand. I'll have more details when we come back.
At our family farm, we grow rice, corn, and soybeans. And digital tools are as important to us as tractors and combines. In the 30 years I've been farming, technology has transformed agriculture. But some in Washington want to stifle these technologies and empower our foreign adversaries to leap ahead of us in the tech race. Protecting our competitive edge will strengthen our economic, national, and food security. Our leaders need to support American agriculture by strengthening our technology.
Let FarmProgress.com be your online hub for everything agriculture. Whether you're looking for commodity market news and analysis from the team at Farm Futures or to get caught up on issues impacting the ag industry in your state, FarmProgress.com is the place to go. Updated and optimized for all browsers, FarmProgress.com will connect you to the news, stories, and industry updates that will keep your farm competitive in the year ahead. Check out FarmProgress.com. Friday saw the release of three reports from the USDA, the January World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, the December 1st quarterly grain stocks data, and the winter wheat seedings report. Corn, soy, and wheat prices all moved lower following their release. The source of the bearish attitude, larger than expected production in 2023 across the United States. The January WASD revised the final yield number for last year's corn crop up 2.4 bushels per acre to 177.3, much higher than the trade's estimate and setting a new record for a national average corn yield, surpassing 2021's 176.7 bushels per acre. With a record-setting yield and large acreage, corn production last year also set a record at 15.34 billion bushels. Last year's soybean crop was also larger than anticipated, with yield being raised to 50.6 bushels per acre, and total production was reported at 4.17 billion bushels, larger than the biggest trade guess. Those production estimates were backed up with the December 1st quarterly grain stocks data, which showed nearly 12.2 billion bushels of corn on hand as of last month across the country, nearly 200 million more than traders were betting on. Soybean stockpiles also were larger than the average industry guess, but at 3 billion bushels, they were down slightly from the same report in 2022. Wheat stocks were reported as 1.41 billion bushels, marginally higher than the average trade guess. Looking ahead to new crop production, USDA anticipates a corn carryover in the U.S. of 2.162 billion bushels, roughly 30 million bushels larger than the guess last month. Soybeans are also expected to have larger ending stocks, with the January report showing 280 million bushels, up 35 million from December. I'll be back with more data from Friday's report.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Yes, the mood was dour for those grain traders hoping for stronger prices on Friday as the USDA reported growing ending stocks for many commodities. Globally, corn production surged last year and worldwide carryout for new crop corn was pegged at 325.22 million metric tons. That's about 10 million larger than the trade was expecting. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the American Edge Project. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cold tonight, a few flurries, a low of 8 below, and wind chills of 25 below. Partly cloudy and cold with a high near 3 on your Tuesday. Wind chills at 25 to 30 below zero. For Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 7 degrees and a high near 6 for Thursday. Friday, high near 4 degrees. Saturday, sunshine and a high near 10. Finally, some real relief by Sunday. Currently, 1 above.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She's been going out with him. She's been going out.
said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. I pulled over by the curb. I've been sitting here all night wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all. Sitting in my place, that ain't my truck in her drive.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. Talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning, get up, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. The long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. Cowboys.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She's dressed to kill in a dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance, a dance or two and do. Telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory's drowning. She's not the cheating kind. What a good thing he had. Well, it's too late. That's too bad, 'cause she's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around.
Bambi, and I see antlers up on the wall.